And now, ladies and gents, more Toolbox with Joe and Raven.
This truck featured a 3-speed manual transmission with a column mounted shifter, also known as 3-on-a-tree setup. Interestingly, the column shift manual transmission was a common feature in American cars from the 1940s until about the 1960s. However, automatic transmissions and floor mounted manual transmissions became more popular than the column shift manual transmissions, you know, just started to gradually fade out. So, okay, so they're talking about the floor mounted. Yours is floor mounted, right?
Yeah.
So then they're talking about the column is behind the steering wheel, right?
Yeah. Manual transmission. It's like, I've never driven one.
I had.
But it's like one, two.
I had an automatic shifter that was like that.
Yeah.
That was up by the steering wheel, and that threw me off for the longest time. It took me a while to get used to that thing.
You bougie. You used to floor shifts. Automatic floor shifts.
I am. That was crazy getting the column shifter.
They're phasing out automatic column shifters.
Yeah. That was the first time I had seen one. I was like, oh, that's crazy that they put it there.
Yeah. Picture a manual like that. Like, 3-pedal, you get a clutch.
So, wait. What? But then did they also put the blinkers and the windshield wipers?
Yeah.
Did they put all that up there still?
Yeah.
Along with?
Well, actually, I think back then it would probably be just the turn signal. Maybe they had white. Maybe it was a multifunction with the wipers on it.
With the wipers.
But I know some old vehicles, the wipers was a knob.
Because, man, imagine going to hit, like, it's pouring down rain, and you go to hit the wipers, but instead you knock yourself out of gear.
You shift it in reverse and you just lock it up.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that's why they phased him out.
Probably. Enough women knocked the thing.
Knocked.
To call their husbands, come get them out the pouring rain.
Transmissions exploded.
Nothing's gonna be funnier than when you knocked the whole drive shaft out of your pickup.
Yeah, sometimes drive shafts come out.
They just fall out while you're.
Sometimes they just fall out when you're going to work.
That or when you had your siding come wide, you took a turn and the thing slung out in front of you.
Don't modify vehicles. It's like nothing but bad time. Yeah, that ate up my rim too. I drove for like 10 miles with a side skirt just digging into my rim.
Didn't know until you turned sideways and then the thing slung out.
Yeah. I went around a corner and I seen someone out of the corner of my eye. It was my side skirt hanging. And everyone I know is like, oh, you attached it wrong. I used bolts. And that's where I went wrong, because now they're attached by zip ties.
And I've never had an issue. Yeah, they haven't come off once. When you had it with the bolts, didn't they come off twice? And then
maybe.
You went to zip ties before?
here's a toolbox top tip for you. Don't use bolts.
Just use zip ties. They work better.
It's true, because they flex a little bit.
Oh, yeah. No, we tried to use some crazy metal clips. We got a tarp on the fence at the daycare, and the clips somehow kept snapping, and then we zip tied them down.
No problem.
Haven't had a problem since then. Like, that's
it's
nuts.
A fantastic invention.
Yeah. That person's making millions. They've made billions by now.
I don't know. I feel, is there a patent on zip ties?
I
would hope so. I would hope for that guy's sake.
Yeah.
I do have a bonus vehicle.
Ooh.
I got a bonus. Speaking of manuals. Oh, geez. I can't even read. I was just going to. Okay.
A little too excited, huh?
I got too excited. I was going to start talking about it, but then I get everything mixed up. Okay. So this is actually the first one I tried finding.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't find anything specific to the American market. So
yeah.
This is why it's a bonus. It's not American.
But
I was wondering, what was the last vehicle sold with a 4-speed manual?
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Common in the 60s muscle cars, you know, real horsepower monsters, you know, bap, bap, bap. And then another bap for the fourth. But the last production vehicle to offer a 4-speed manual was the 38-horsepower 2018 Tata Nano.
Tata Nano?
I probably pronounced that wrong. It's like an Indian car.
That's why I don't know.
But it was
never one of those little pickups.
No.
What?
It's a four seater.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the size of this table.
I was about to say
this table might be bigger than it. On it.
Why do Indians make tiny cars? Such teeny tiny cars.
It's a packed place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then
go back to horses.
Horses are expensive.
They carry more than teeny tiny cars.
I don't know. I've seen some scooters. Yesterday, I've seen a scooter bus.
So far,
I seen a school bus scooter. It was dude in the middle, and then it had planks on either side with like eight people on either side, and he was driving it off road. It was crazy. And these people, like, they didn't look like they were having fun. Like, it was like their commute.
I mean,
like, there was an old lady. There was a 10-year-old. There was like. But yeah, driving it, like up a hill, it was crazy. And it had a roof.
How do they figure out how to weigh that evenly?
I mean, do they get on at exactly the same time?
Or do they just one person at a time until it's balanced?
I don't know. If anyone drives an Indian bus scooter,
call in.
Email us. Email us and let us know how it's done. Oh geez, we get off topic again. But yeah,
you were in the top.
No, I was in the bottom.
Yeah,
so the Tata Nano was never available in the US, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one of the cheapest vehicles ever offered with a starting price of $2,500.
Seriously?
Yeah. But don't be mad that we didn't get it, because they kind of make a Geo Metro look like a Bentley. There's one at the Peterson Museum, I believe. We should go to the Peterson Museum.
Where's the Peterson Museum?
I don't know. It's like really far away.
You should probably look that up then if you want to go.
Well, that's the thing. I want to go, but not enough to drive. I think it's in like California. I think it's way out there.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, I do not want to go to California.
I don't want to go to California either. I've been close. I've been near it.
Could you taste the California girls? All the plastic and sunscreen.
I was about to say like a tracker, like the air tastes different. Like California girls.
I swear to God,
there's California girls up in their hills.
You could smell them a mile away. I swear to God. It's gonna smell like suntan lotion and Bath and Body Works. It's pretty gross.
I like my women how I like my water.
Half with plastic.
Microplastics. Oh, God, we're going to do an outro. That's all we had. Thank you for listening to The Toolbox. This was 97.7 WVFF. If you are a California girl, sorry. That's all that. Oh, yeah.
Not sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to stay neutral on this. I feel like they kind of do it to themselves, though.
So. Mm-hmm.
We thank you for staying tuned to The Toolbox. If you missed it, not to worry. You can always find it over on WVFFradio.com. Thanks for staying tuned to Veterans for Freedom Radio, 97.7 FM, The Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.